Dr. Lawson?
Yes, yes, what is it?
I'm very sorry to disturb you, Doctor, but we've received a priority red signal from Lunar Traffic Control, Earthside North.
Traffic Control? I'm an astronomer, not a parking attendant. What do they want?
A dust cruiser, the Selene, has gone missing on a sightseeing trip across the Sea of Thirst. 22 people on board. Traffic Control thought there may be a chance we'd spot her lights through the telescope.
I don't know. I'm supposed to be carrying out serious scientific research, not looking for a busload of lost pleasure seekers.
Yes, Doctor.
100-centimetre telescope. Beautiful instrument. Designed to look at objects billions of times further away from us than the moon. Here we are, like a ping-pong ball, perpetually balanced between Earth and the moon. Where do you say that thing was supposed to be?
The Sea of Thirst, Doctor. I've brought a map.
Map? Map? Don't need a map. Let's look at that view on the screen. That's the Sea of Rains. Those craters are Archimedes, Plato, Aristolus, and Eudoxus. Marvellous! Even on low power.
Yes. Shouldn't we be scanning the dark section, Dr. Lawson?
Of course we should. That's where we're going. It's a big place, the Sea of Thirst. You have any coordinates?
Yes, Doctor.
Well, punch them in. You're expected now to work this thing.
Yes, Doctor. There. It's very dark.
Well, of course it's dark. It's night time. Scan slowly.
What was that?
What? Where?
A bright light. It could have been a searchlight.
Well, trace it back. Very slowly.
There.
Much too bright. Those are the lights of Port Roris. Now, if she's on the Sea of Thirst, we should locate her with a light amplifier or a radiation detector.